Hi, and welcome to part two of Endings, A Conscious Inventory and Release of Last Year with me, Robert Ojado. I hope you were able to take time to really investigate and sense and feel your emotions, as that was the task in ending part one. And now we're set to take a journey together on this wonderful guided meditation. So a couple things before we get started here. I want to make sure that you are in a quiet space where you will not be disturbed. There shouldn't be any fear or possibility of kids coming in on you or a phone ringing. So make sure that your cell phones or landline phones are turned off. Also, be sure that you're free of any other distractions. There shouldn't be a TV on in the room, or there shouldn't be a computer necessarily on in the room, unless, of course, that's how you're listening to me. But if you are listening to me, make sure that you have your email shut off so that you don't hear a sound while you're engaged in the meditation and on this journey. Also, make sure that you have a journal and pen handy that you'll want to use per my instructions after we do this guided meditation to take some notes and write down your impressions and certainly chronicle your experience in this journey that's ahead. And it's also very important that you are mindful of how you are positioned for this guided meditation. So I really recommend that you find a comfortable, slightly reclined seated position if possible. But if you do need to or prefer to lie down, just be sure that you're not in a place where you're going to fall asleep. This is a guided interactive meditation. You got to stay conscious for you to really get the best benefit of the guidance and the journey that we're going to be taking together in the next few minutes. So just make sure you got all these things in order. I would like for you to take a moment, situate yourself, get comfortable, and pause the audio for just a few moments to make sure that you've got all these things together. So quiet space, no distractions, cell phones and other phones turned off. Journal and pen should be handy. And just make sure that you've arranged and have an idea of the kind of positioning you'd like to have throughout the rest of this session. So I'm going to have you pause the audio right now, and then we're going to begin. So as we begin this journey together, just take a few moments and arrive. Take a few moments and check in with yourself. Deep, deep breaths. Breathing in consciously, expanding the rib cage. I want you to feel your breath open your heart. As you take deep, full inhalations, right into the breastplate, expanding the fourth chakra, expanding your heart with each deep breath. And as you track your breath, start to become aware of anywhere in your body where you won't allow the breath to expand. So take the breath down into the belly, expanding the navel forward with each deep inhalation. We normally like to keep this part of our stomach constricted, but it's very important for this exercise to expand it and let the prana, the chi, the life force enter in all parts of who you are through this vehicle we call the breath. So just continue to allow your breath to deepen, deep inhales, and full, complete exhalation, emptying out fully. Deep breath in. Expansion and exhale, releasing out, emptying out. And as you continue to breathe, you begin to feel yourself slowing down, bit by bit, breath by breath. You feel yourself, your mind, everything begins to slow down. And you begin to scan your body. So starting at the crown of your head, just sense if there's any tension manifesting in your scalp, in your forehead. Take your attention to that space right between the eyebrows and soften the furrow you may have on your brow. Soften the third eye. Soften that space right between the eyebrows. Take your breath there. Begin to sense this beautiful spiritual energy entering into your system, starting at the crown. And as it does so, it just relaxes you. Your scalp relaxes, and that relaxation, that energy, descends down into the ear, ears into the neck, the back of the neck, the back of the head. And you feel it now descending into your jaw hinge. So soften your jaw. Track any tension you may have. If you're clenching your teeth or if you have any tightness in your jaw, wiggle your jaw hinge just a little bit and soften that release, staying with the flow of your relaxed breath. Your eyes soften, your mouth softens, your neck begins to soften, the energy begins to descend into the neck, the spiritual, warm, relaxing energy. Now seeping down into the shoulders, into the chest area, right between the shoulder blades. You feel things softening and releasing. You just continue to let go more and more with each breath. And this begins to descend even further, this relaxation, into your heart, into the sides of your body, into the mid-back. Breathing deeply and feeling more and more and more relaxed. And that relaxed energy enters into the belly area and into the lower back. And you just breathe right into it and feel things dissolving and relaxing. With each deep breath, you feel a warmth descending down into the pelvis, into the buttocks. And you just begin to melt into it. You release into it. You're letting go with each deep breath. Knowing it's safe to let go. It's safe to take this journey we're about to take together. I'm here as your guide. And you're safe with me. And you begin to feel even more relaxed as that relaxation descends into the thighs, into the hamstrings, into your legs, into the knees. Just relaxation. And you just let it happen. It begins to wash over you more and more. Descending down into the calves now, the shins. Coming back to your breath, feel your breath facilitating this descent of this beautiful spiritual energy, descending down further towards your ankles now. For just a moment now, as this energy nears your feet, you can just sense the force of gravity that this beautiful earth is emitting, like a love field and a tractor beam. It keeps you in your purpose, even when you don't realize it. It's grace, this gravity. Its grace is still there. And you're feeling safe within it as the spiritual energy now fully descends into your feet, relaxes your feet, and you just begin to now realize your whole body is relaxed. few deep breaths here in this fully relaxed, safe state. And as you become more and more relaxed, you feel safer and safer to begin this journey with me. So as you begin to relax into this safety, you begin to feel yourself lifting up slowly but surely out of your body. And as you lift up, you begin to look back down on yourself, and you can sense that there's another force now, stronger than gravity, that's pulling on your soul. It's pulling on your being and drawing you toward it, out of your body and up, even out of the room you're in. And you continue this ascent, pulled by this force. It's just like a tractor beam. It's pulling you up out of the room, through the structure you're in, whether it's a home, wherever you are. You look back down and you can see that you are beginning to leave the gravity field of the earth as you're pulled up into the sky. But there's no fear. You know you're safe. And that somehow this force that's pulling at you toward it is a force of love. And you begin to watch the structure you just left get smaller and smaller in the distance until you finally are looking at the country you're in. The ocean that surrounds it, the land that surrounds it. And you're being pulled up now through clouds. And before you know it, you're literally pulled right out of the Earth's atmosphere. Now hovering, looking at Earth herself. This beautiful, gorgeous, magnificent energy and soul that we call planet Earth, right in front of you. And yet you can feel the pull of this force on you still, drawing you toward it. And now you turn away from Earth toward this force and take your first look at it. And all you can see is this brilliant, exuberant, brilliant white light pulling you toward it. And you feel safe to go. You just surrender and let go, and it begins to pull you in across time and space toward it. You don't even know what time and space means anymore. All you know is that you must go toward this light. And you continue the journey toward this light. And as you get near it, you realize it's a portal. And you don't know where it's going to take you. And that's okay, because you know you're safe. But you let yourself enter into this brilliant white light. For a few seconds, you can't see anything but brightness. A brightness you've never seen before. And as you pass through this brightness, you begin to come out onto the other side and enter into this gorgeous, green, lush garden. And there's a sense of safety here. And in the middle of this garden is this beautiful bubbling fountain. And as you head toward the fountain, you begin to see that there are also stone benches that encircle the fountain. You pass through the stone benches to the center of the fountain. And just take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. And there's this brilliant blue sky with what feels like this gorgeous luminous sun illuminating where you are in this beautiful garden. Before long, you can sense that there's a presence behind you. And as you turn around, you see a guide, an angel. And this figure approaches you and says, "Hi, I am the angel of endings." And she's beautiful, this angel. There's kindness in her eyes, love that emanates from her. But she is the angel of death and the angel of endings. And she says, "Don't be afraid. Endings are part of the creative process of life. And it is my job to ensure that things end in your life when the time has come." And she says to you, "I'd like you to walk with me to a part of this garden. As beautiful as this garden is, there is an area of this garden where we must bury your dead. And I need to take you there now. So follow me, take my hand," and you take this angel's hand and you feel safe and you feel comforted. You don't feel any fear. You feel love. And you know that this angel of endings is holding you in the deepest of love within your most vulnerable fears of things ending, things dying in your life. You can feel that safety. So you walk with her, leaving the fountain, heading away from the fountain, past the stone benches that encircle it. And now you're walking down this pathway, and you can sense and feel that you're headed somewhere where it's autumn within this garden. Somehow there's all sorts of seasons that exist in this garden, and you're heading toward the autumn of the garden. And you begin to notice as you're walking that there are dead leaves on the ground and you're stepping on them, and there's a nice fall smell in the air. And this angel takes you to this gated area. And you know that this is your own personal cemetery. This is the place where many things in your life have gone to rest, many things. And you and the angel enter into, through a gate, this personal cemetery. And as you look around, you're walking past various graves, looking at various headstones, and you can see there's a headstone that says adolescence on it. And that's where you buried your adolescence. It's where that went when you were finished with that phase of your life. You can see childhood over to your right. You see another headstone that perhaps has the name of one of your favorite pets. And then you see numerous headstones that have the names of many of the friendships in your life that have come to pass. But there's peace about this. There's a sense that this cemetery has its rightful place within the creative story of your life. Now the angel says, "Listen, as this year ends, I've got to show you four primary things that are dying in your life that need to be buried, that need to be let go of now. Don't be afraid. There's always a birth after a death. It's the cosmic order of things." And you, feeling safe with this angel, say, "Okay, I'm willing to see these things now. I trust you." So this angel and you begin to walk past all the previous deaths and the previous experiences and patterns and people and friendships and pets that you've already buried as part of your life's journey. And you enter into this new area, and you can see there's four graves that have been dug with headstones at the front of each of them. And the angel says, we're going to go from headstone to headstone, and I'm going to show you what's trying to die or what is already dead in your life and what it's up to you now to bury and let go of. So as you approach the first grave, you look to the headstone and just notice what's written on that headstone. This is the first thing that is dying, dead, or trying to be released in your life. So take a moment, just read that headstone. What does it say? Now your angel says to you, listen, I have to show you a few things about this. And out of that headstone emanates this image, like a holographic image. And it starts to show you this in more detail, this thing that needs to die. Maybe it's a pattern, maybe it's a person, maybe it's a relationship, whatever it is, you begin to see it with more clarity. More detail as this scene emanates out of the headstone, projecting into the air in front of you like a hologram, and you begin to witness and watch it unfold. And then it begins to reveal to you why you may not want this change in your life, why you are resisting it, what part of you is resisting it. Take a moment, just witness what it shows you. And next you begin to see what you'll need to do to let go of this, to let it die, to bury it. You might begin to see choices that you're going to have to make, self-care you might need to engage, feelings you might need to feel, patterns that will need to change, and perhaps boundaries that will need to shift with others in your life. Just observe what it's really going to take for a few moments for this facet of your life to be laid to rest, released, and buried. And next the angel of ending says, we now must go to the next grave. You'll remember what you need to from this one when you return back to your earth life. And in trust, you follow the angel of endings to the next grave. And you look at that headstone. What do you see there? What's the second facet of your life that is dead, dying, and needing to be buried and let go of from this last year? And once again, an image emits from this tombstone, from this headstone, and you begin to see more detail about this situation, this facet of your life. You begin to see what part of you resists this change, what choices you'll need to make, what self-care you'll need to engage, feelings you'll need to feel, patterns that you'll need to change, and boundary shifts with others in your life that you'll need to make for this part of yourself to to be released and buried. So take a few moments and just observe. What are you seeing in this hologram? The angel of ending says, "It's now time to go to the third grave. You'll remember what you need to from this second one when you return to your earth life, trust me." And you do trust this angel of endings, and you follow her to the third grave, and you look at the tombstone, the headstone. What do you see there? What's written on there? What is trying to die? What is this third facet of your life? From this last year, maybe it's even been around longer than just this last year, but as you end this last year, what is this third thing that's dead, dying, and needing ultimately to be released and buried? Once again, an image begins to emit from the headstone, like a hologram shooting off of it into the space in front of you above the grave. It begins to reveal to you more details about this change, more aspects that are involved. What part of you would resist this change in your life? The new choices you'll need to make. The new boundaries you'll need to set, the new self-care you'll need to engage, the feelings you'll need to feel for this part of yourself to be released. So take a few moments here and just observe what this hologram is communicating to you. And maybe take a few moments now and just sense how you feel about all of this, this enormous revelation of what's trying to die in your life right now. And then the angel of ending says, there's one fourth and final revelation I need to show you. And you walk with the angel of endings to this final headstone and grave that has been dug, this empty, shallow grave. And you look at the headstone here. What do you see? What's written on it? What is trying, needing, asking to die in your life that is revealed at this fourth gravesite? And then a hologram emits once again from his headstone, just above where the grave has been dug. And you begin to see more detail about this part of your life, this fourth and final aspect of your life that's ready to be buried, to be let go of, to be surrendered to the soil of your purpose, to become fertilizer for the future of things to grow. And this hologram begins to reveal scenes, aspects of this part of you that's trying to be released, showing you new choices, perhaps, that you'll need to make, new self-care you'll need to engage, new boundaries you'll need to set with others, and the feelings necessary that you'll need to feel to really let this part of you die, to let this part of you go. So, just observe for a few moments. What do you see in this hologram of revelation? And as you take in this fourth and final revelation and look around this cemetery of your life and know now that there are these four things, these four aspects, facets of your life. They may be patterns, they may be friendships, relationships, marriages even, maybe a career that needs to die. But just know that it is all part of this beautiful soul contract and purpose you signed up for. And that you're right where you're meant to be, even in the death of your life. You are right where you're meant to be. And the angel of endings looks at you and says, listen, it's okay. It's safe to feel whatever you feel about these four things dying in your life. It's okay. And the angel of endings embraces you and you feel this safety wrap around you, allowing you to experience any and every emotion you have related to these four things ending and being buried in your life as you finish this last year. Just take a few moments in the safety of the embrace of this angel. Feel whatever you need to feel. Angel of Ending says, it's now time for us to leave the cemetery and go back to the fountain in the center hub of the garden of your purpose. Oh, that's right. That garden was the garden of your purpose. That is where, before you came to Earth, you received the coordinates of your contract and the terms of your contract. You signed, if you will, on for this Earth journey. In that garden. So you take your angel's hand and you begin to walk back past all the other headstones and graves. It's not ominous, it's actually beautiful, and you know that inside of you. This thing called death is just another facet of the continuum of life, the continuum of creation. And you walk out of the gate of the cemetery. Take one last glance back, looking at all the fallen leaves of fallen autumn, the smell of it, taking one deep breath in, and knowing that all the things revealed are coming back with you to your earth life, to be chronicled, to be recorded. You don't have to worry about forgetting anything. It's all going to stay there. You head back toward the garden. And once again, you begin to see the sunshine. You begin to see roses as you head toward the center of the garden of your purpose. And you begin to see the bubbling fountain and the circle of stone benches that surround this fountain. And you begin to make your way toward that center again with the Angel of Endings. And then off to your right, you begin to see once again on just the perimeter of the garden, this brilliant white orb of light beginning to pulse and grow. It's the portal. It's calling you back to your earth life. And the Angel of Endings looks at you and says, "Listen, I am here for you whenever you need me. And you will need me. So call on me whenever you need to end something, whenever you need comfort within the grief you experience from the losses and the deaths of your life. I am here. I'm here to help you consciously end the things that need to be ended in your life. Call on me and I'm there." And with one final embrace, you feel the truth of these words as you are given this beautiful, loving hug from this being, this Angel of Endings. And you take that feeling of love with you as you depart and head back toward the portal that's going to take you now back to your earth contract, back to your earth life. And you begin to journey out away from the fountain, away from the Angel of Endings, turning back one last time to wave goodbye. Then head past the stone benches, past beautiful rose shrubs and beautiful plants, right into this beautiful portal of brilliant white light. And as you enter into it, once again, you can't see anything but the bright light for a while. And then you come out on the other side. And the first view you have on the other side is this beautiful blue green ball of life called Earth. And you once again feel its gravity pulling at you, bringing you back to your earth life. And you surrender because you know you signed up for growth and expansion and coming to this planet, and you've got to go back to finish, complete, and engage your adventure. So you willingly allow yourself to just drift right back to Earth as its gravity pulls on you, pulls you right into its atmosphere. Just feel like this huge force of love. And pulls you right through the clouds. You feel yourself heading back fairly fast, fairly quickly, toward your country, toward your township, toward the structure you left. Vroom, right back in to your body. Take a few deep breaths now. Begin to feel your body again, breathing deep into your chest, into your belly, knowing, hey, I'm back in my body. I'm back, and I've carried with me from this journey the revelations that I got from my own personal cemetery. Just begin to breathe consciously. Feel the energy of the room around you. Wiggle your toes. Begin to wiggle your jaw hinge. Move around a little bit slowly, slowly. Staying with your breath. Staying with whatever you're feeling. Begin to come back. Thank you. And now coming back, just open your eyes and begin to move around a little bit. And I'd like you now to reach for your journal and your pen and begin to record all impressions and all revelations from this experience. And maybe it would be helpful to section off four areas to write about each revelation as you saw it, what you felt about it, what you saw as the choices you would have to make, what you saw as the self-care you'd have to engage, as the feelings you'd have to feel, as the patterns you might need to change, and the boundary shifts with others in your life that might need to be established. Let's take your time with each revelation and stay in the space until you're ready to move on to the third part of this audio workshop. You may actually want to spend a few days here, and that's totally fine. So go ahead and take your time recording anything that feels important to you. And when you're ready, we'll begin the final part of this audio workshop with part 3.